Hi, this is Steve Webb in the LifeSpring Family Bible, number 14. In this episode, we'll be reading the 8th, 9th, and 10th chapters of the book of Genesis. When we left off, Noah and his family were in an ark, and it was raining. Let's see what happens today. Let's begin. Chapter 8. God remembered Noah, all the animals, and all the livestock that were with him in the ship. And God made a wind to pass over the earth. The water subsided. The deep's fountains and the sky's windows were also stopped, and the rain from the sky was restrained. The waters receded from the earth continually. After the end of 150 days, the waters decreased. The ship rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, on Ararat's mountains. The waters receded continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. It happened at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ship which he had made, and he sent forth a raven. It went back and forth until the waters were dried up from the earth. He sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from the surface of the ground, but the dove found no place to rest her foot, and she returned to him into the ship, for the waters were on the surface of the whole earth. He put forth his hand and took her, and brought her to him into the ship. He stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ship. The dove came back to him at evening, and behold, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from the earth. He stayed yet another 7 days and sent forth the dove, and she didn't return to him any more. It happened in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from the earth. Noah removed the covering of the ship and looked. He saw that the surface of the ground was dried. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. God spoke to Noah, saying, "Go out of the ship, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring forth with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, including birds, livestock, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply in the earth." Noah went forth with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, and every bird, whatever moves on the earth after their families, went out of the ship. Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. The Lord smelled the pleasant aroma. The Lord said in his heart, "I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, because the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike everything living as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." Chapter 9. God blessed Noah and his sons, and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you will be on every animal of the earth and on every bird of the sky. Everything that the ground teems with, and all the fish of the sea are delivered into your hand. Every living thing that lives will be food for you. As the green herb, I have given everything to you. But flesh with its life, its blood, you shall not eat. I will surely require your blood of your lives. At the hand of every animal, I will require it. At the hand of man, even at the hand of every man's brother, I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, his blood will be shed by man, for God made man in his own image. Be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply in it." God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, "As for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every animal of the earth with you. Of all that go out of the ship, even every animal of the earth, I will establish my covenant with you. All flesh will not be cut off any more by the waters of the flood. Neither will there ever again be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it will be for a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. It will happen when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow will be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters will no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow will be in the cloud. I will look at it that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. God said to Noah, "This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." The sons of Noah who went forth from the ship were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham is the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah. From these, the whole earth was populated. Noah began to be a farmer and planted a vineyard. He drank of the wine and got drunk. He was uncovered within his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it on both their shoulders, went in backwards, and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were backwards, and they didn't see their father's nakedness. Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his youngest son had done to him. He said, "Canaan is cursed. He will be servant of servants to his brothers." He said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem. Let Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth. Let him dwell in the tents of Shem. Let Canaan be his servant." Noah lived 350 years after the flood. All the days of Noah were 950 years. Then he died. Chapter 10. Now this is the history of the generations of the sons of Noah and of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Rephath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. Of these were the islands of the nations divided in their lands, every one after his language, after their families, in their nations. The sons of Ham: Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raamah, and Sabtika. The sons of Raamah: Sheba, and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore it is said, "Like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord." The beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh, in the land of Shinar. Out of that land he went forth into Assyria and built Nineveh, Rehoboth-ir, Calah, and Rezin between Nineveh and Calah, the same as the great city. Mizraim became the father of Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrusim, Kazluhim, which the Philistines descended from, and Kaphtorim. Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, Heth, the Jebusite, the Amorite, the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Arkite, and the Sinite, the Arvadite, the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. Afterward, the families of the Canaanites were spread abroad. The border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as you go toward Gerar, to Gaza, as you go toward Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboiim, to Lasha. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their languages, in their lands, in their nations. To Shem, the father of all the children of Eber, the elder brother of Japheth, to him also were children born. The sons of Shem: Elam, Assur, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram: Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arpachshad became the father of Shelah. Shelah became the father of Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided. His brother's name was Joktan. Joktan became the father of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jerah, Hadaram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Their dwelling was from Mesha as you go toward Sephar, the mountain of the east. These are the sons of Shem after their families, after their languages, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations. Of these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. And so there you have it. Lots of unusual names there. But those are the people from whom we all descend. Pretty amazing stuff. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.